Hello, I'm Patrick Travis, and you're listening to LA Tidbites Review of Baby Bipolar, playing now at the Hobgoblin in Hollywood, June 15th through the 21st, 2026. Back at the Hollywood Fringe, glad to be back. The Fringe is always a treat and such a great place to find new works, experimental works, the full gamut of arts being displayed. And I'm glad to say some of my first podcast reviews started here way back in 2016. If I remember correctly, I think it was Shitty at the New Collective Theater. At least that was one of them. It's been 10 years, and while the venues have changed, the spirit of creativity and openness to humanity in all forms, at the very least the attempt, these things aren't perfect. The Fringe is very much one of those things that makes LA so special. And as usual, I'll try to hit up as many possible. So tune in, and on to the review. Maria Minnelli's one-person show exposing her journey after getting her bipolar diagnosis. Minnelli's performance is frank and a positive voice in a journey millions of Americans deal with every single day. Well, Baby Bipolar's cogent message of things can get better is so important. Its traditional structure and the stories put on by Minnelli don't connect as well within the play, besides just being real moments that she expresses clearly through the stages of grief, like denial, anger, to name a few. In this hour-long piece, Maria is from Nebraska, a lover of musical theater. She has drama with a government official and also with a doctor. There's a lack of material here, and luckily Minnelli's largely propels the show with a comfort on stage that must come from experience and a sincerity to really get the message out there. The slideshow projections when highlighting the online arguments she had with her doctor are a particular highlight, though if they would just run a tad slower, it would have been easier to read. They fly by fast, and I'm used to reading, you know, anime subtitles, so like, my goodness, that was quick. I give Baby Bipolar a 7.2 out of 10. It's an average show. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.